I'm Matahle.
And I'm Knox.
And you're listening to
Wanted Beauty.
So Knox, what's on your mind this week?
What's on my mind right now is, I mean, it might sound pretty every day, but my nails are on my mind this week. Mm-hmm. I don't have my nails done, and as a beauty editor, that makes me feel quite naked.
Yeah.
So
do you feel self-conscious when your nails aren't done?
I do.
Yeah.
I really do. Like, if it's chipped.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, right now, I'm just, like, my hands
really?
Are
really? Oh, my gosh.
yes. So I need to get my nails done.
I didn't even notice your nails aren't done.
Thank you.
I never do my nails.
So I've actually become really obsessed with doing my nails. I think, like, last year I started, like, properly doing them. Like, I had, like, my first acrylics.
Who does your nails?
So I have this lady that does, her name is Major. Major Artistry on Instagram. So she's, like, really amazing.
Does she come to you?
She can come to me, but I usually go to her.
Okay.
And then it's, like, really nice. She's, like, really good with, like, nail art, so I got, like, obsessed with nail art.
Oh, really? I was gonna ask, what do you do to your nails?
Nail art, like, crazy colors. You can, like, customize colors for you.
And do you keep them long?
I keep them long now because of the nail art.
Nice. No kids.
I've had, like, I've always been, like, short nails type of girl, and now I'm just like, I want them long.
That's nice.
But not too long.
Yeah, yeah.
So obviously with, like, nail art, like, I feel like I like them long if I want them, like, in an almond shape.
Sure.
But I'm fine with short nails as well because it gets hectic, especially now when you have to be typing, writing a story on deadline.
I mean, every time I see people with nails, I'm like, I'm so jealous. But also, I feel like, how would I do anything
right?
With nails that long?
But, like, just but like a little nice. Bit long.
Yeah.
So at the moment, I feel quite bare. And I'm just like, oh, gosh, I just need to get my nails done, book an appointment, and I'll feel like a person.
On my mind this week, you know, I've been thinking a lot about going back into doing intimate events, like beauty and wellness events. But specifically this time, I think for women, black women or women of color, 40 plus, there are just so many topics that I think are still, the information is not just readily out there, or it's just not accurate, or it's a little outdated.
So I
would want to, like, look at things like menopause, natural remedies for things like menopause, because I heard a woman say she was at a doctor's complaining about the symptoms of her menopause, and the doctor said to her she needs to maybe just start wearing cardigans at the office. So they're easy to remove on and off. That's literally all
it
is.
Yeah.
To remove your hot flashes. No more information about the state that she's in. It's just kind of like, well, just take these meds and wear cardigans.
That's a bit dismissive,
though. And that's very dismissive. The entire subject is quite dismissed by doctors, I hear. So, yeah, I would love to do intimate, just workshops off to say to a lot of people are wondering about these things, but listen, you're not the only one wondering about this. You're not crazy not knowing these things, because they're not readily available to us. Things like black don't crack, but it sags. So you gotta take care of the skin.
Exactly. You don't get surprised.
Yeah, and just makeup, like, makeup that doesn't look like you've just returned from, I don't want to say it, but like just makeup that is subtle, that leaves you looking like you, and you know, you don't necessarily want to be slaying anyone or anything. You just want flawless skin in your makeup, and you know, how to perfect that yourself at home. So that's what's been on my mind. I'm like, I think that's, those would be cool. Quite nice for the ladies.
And I think a lot of events are very, like, skewed to younger audiences.
Absolutely. Like, when people think 20, beauty, 20, they what? Do think 20 30, something.
Yeah, 35.
Isn't that interesting?
And then it's like 40, 60 is like nothing.
Nux, today we're going to talk about fragrance. Perfume. What do you call it?
My favorite thing.
No, seriously, do you say perfume or do you say fragrance when you speak about this?
I prefer fragrance.
Me too.
Why? I feel like perfume feels old. Dated. It's like I'm putting on some perfume.
I also think that, and I also, every time someone says perfume, I always then imagine, like, a heavy, my mom's perfume.
Yes.
And when you say fragrance, it sounds a little lighter, a little more modern.
Yeah. Isn't that
interesting?
Like saying rouge for lipstick.
It
feels like that for me.
That's very interesting. Okay, so we're talking fragrance today, and I think we should start by maybe, I mean, I'm curious what kind of consumer you are when it comes to fragrance, because I like to always consider the sustainable route in many of the options, I mean, choices that I'm making now that I'm getting older. I try to be a conscious consumer, but when it comes to fragrance, I am pretty trash. I don't consider anything good except, does it smell nice? Does it make me smell rich?
That's exactly it.
That's all I want.
Exactly. Because, I mean, you're going to spend that much money anyway, so what's the
expensive.
Point? It's very expensive.
It's expensive, so you want to smell rich and you want to smell nice. So what do you consider? Do you look at packaging? Does a bottle matter? What is it for you?
I do look at the conscious side of it. Thankfully, most brands are becoming very conscious, so it's kind of like easy, you're kind of going to land on something conscious formula or conscious packaging. Like, a lot of brands are changing. For me, I want to smell good. Want to smell rich. packaging, I do consider it, like, just like something that's high quality, something that looks nice. I'm not so much into like the very ornate bottles anymore, like I probably used to be. Like, I like something simple.
Sure.
Something simple.
Those Katy Perry.
Yes.
Cat bottle.
No. Something beautiful. Something that's like clean.
Yeah.
Clean bottles. And then obviously like a beautiful scent that probably no one has.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have to. I must admit, I do like a unique scent or a surprising scent that just takes me by surprise.
Yeah.
And when it comes to packaging, I do find that perfume fragrance is one of the categories that are quite wasteful with packaging. So I always look at the boxes and they'll be like triple boxing with like a plastic seal over and above the actual bottle.
The plastic seal.
It's a lot. So there is all of that, but I think it's also why there are so many fragrance ads on print, because you get to see the actual bottle, which you can't see from the box. And I, too, love a good minimalist bottle that can look nice on display.
Right.
But where do you keep your perfume? In the bathroom?
Definitely not
in your
bathroom, because they say you shouldn't.
Yes, you shouldn't.
Usually like it's like a drawer, so it's in like into the wardrobe. So I have some in the wardrobe, like, and then I have another in like a little drawer.
So it's not displayed? Not really.
It's not displayed, actually. I don't have my dream vanity yet for them to be
displayed.
So like if you open the cupboard, they're displayed there.
Okay.
But not like for everyone to see.
Okay, gotcha. And then I think let's chat about our first ever fragrance. How old were we? What was it? Who bought it for you? All
right.
Of that. You go first.
For me, I've come a long way, I would say. I think I would rather say the fragrance that I would consider my first, where it was just like, oh my gosh, this is like a woman fragrance type thing. Because, I mean, we're all there on Oh So Heavenly when we were teens and like cherry spray and all that stuff. So my first one that I remember, I was in varsity, end of first year, and it's discontinued now, Lacoste Inspiration. Lacoste Inspiration.
I remember the Lacoste fragrances. Which one was that? What did
it was like a light blue, like lilac-y,
they
clear
had nice
bottle. Very nice.
So those little Lacoste bottles, I remember.
Yes, and I remember my mom was like, okay, we're going to go, and I think we're at Edgar's or something. And then she was like, let's go and get like a fragrance. And I was like, oh my gosh, okay, this is it. And then I was sniffing and spray. And then that one, I was just like, I love this one.
And did you love it for like the rest of the
bottle?
I
loved it, used it, finished it.
Wanted
to go back, got discontinued, went to those shops that like do like the little dupes with the fragrance oil, got like a dupe of that, used that, finished.
So you fell for it hard.
I loved it.
How long did you wear it for?
Probably like into my like second year. So
that's great.
Probably like maybe, what was that? Yeah, so maybe like a year or so. I think I kind of left it at like, okay, third year. I was like, okay, let's just let it go. And I absolutely loved it. And funny enough, like I was looking at its like composition, and it's pretty much like my actual composition of fragrances.
Yes.
Like, it was an amber floral. So it's like, not like, it was like
that's
a grown
amazing
up floral.
Yes,
and
yes,
I do like
the
ambery.
Sweet
yes,
floral.
I do like ambery scents, floral scents now. Mm, so I see. So I was onto something.
What are you wearing today?
I'm wearing this one, the
Okay.
Aquamedia.
All right, okay. Yeah. We'll talk about it when we get into that. So my first fragrance was late high school, maybe like grade 10, standard 8 at the time. And I was in boarding school. So was it Jenna? There was a girl who came home, who came back one term.
Jenna.
Yeah? Jenna, and she had this fragrance, and it was called CK1. And it looked like it was in a milk bottle like that flat. We had never
you
seen
started
anything
fancy.
Like this. Listen, girl.
You started up.
And we were all using Jenna's CK1. Like, all of us would line up and just ask for a little And she was kind enough to do it. But as soon as we were all on holidays, I think everyone went home and begged their parents for a bottle of CK1 because we all came back again.
Yes.
And the entire boarding school house was smelling like CK1 or my class. So that was my first ever. And we also loved that it was unisex. We'd never heard of a unisex perfume. And obviously, like, high school was kind of tomboyish state. We were really into Aaliyah and wearing baggy things.
Yes.
So, like, a unisex fragrance just hit the spot.
Exactly.
But then I soon graduated to Cool Waters Davidoff.
Yes.
I discovered that soon after. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I love this.
You guys were
so
ahead
much.
Of the curve.
No, yes. We
were like unisex fragrances.
We clearly were. And I think because I started there, okay, like, begging my mom to buy me a bottle of CK1, which she did. I think maybe when you start with good fragrance, you can't with anything.
You can't go back.
You can't go back. Mm. You then have to just keep continuing. So I suppose being a beauty editor later in life and then being exposed to so much fragrance,
yes.
I am definitely a scent snob now. Yeah, are you a snob when it comes to scent?
I think I am.
Yeah.
I think I might be. Yeah. And I think maybe I think I am because also I've changed other people's fragrances as well. Because I'll be like, no, you
Me
can't
too.
You can't use this.
Like,
or
girl.
I'll just be like, gift you, like, here you go, just try this one. And then they become sensitive. They're like, no, I wear XYZ.
Do you find you quite good at matching people to fragrance, like especially your friends? If you know someone well and you're like, oh my gosh, you're going to love this.
Yes.
Me too.
Yes.
Do you think that comes with the job?
Yes.
Yeah, because I've wondered about that. I'm like, I am very good 100%. At saying to my friends, you are this type of girl, and I'll give them a fragrance, and they're like 100%. I've introduced them to so many fragrances.
Right. And I think it's also like you're matching the fragrance to their personality, or like what, like if I choose something from my mom, it's what reminds me of her.
Yes,
so
how I see her.
Yes, and then she'll
that
be like,
amazing.
Oh my gosh, this is just me, and I was just like, she's never had this fragrance before.
Oh,
she's
I
never used
that.
It. And I'm just like, what you make me feel. So it's like it's their energy,
yes.
But also I'm just like, I just want you to smell like this because what you're using doesn't make sense. You know,
it speaks so much to the power of scent and that whole thing they say how it evokes memory.
Yeah,
but it also is a vibe. It's like a. It's an aura thing.
Exactly.
It's very interesting. How do you wear your scent? How do you wear your fragrance? Where do you spray it?
So I'm pretty like basic.
And how often do you spray it? Like, and like when? What time of the day? I want all the details.
I spray it in the morning. So like obviously shower in the morning and then I put it on for the day. And
do you first put on your lotion
and everything? So it's the last thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I will do my lotion and all of that, and then my fragrance is like the last thing before I put on my clothes.
Okay.
Or sometimes it'll be after I put on my clothes.
And then will you put it on the clothes?
No.
Okay. Never
so
on the clothes.
I wouldn't put it on the clothes. I read something or heard something like if you put it on the clothes, like the alcohol can like. You know, like
discolor
the clothes. I'll just like put it like around. I'm not too fussy about sleeves, like in the elbow. I just got a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, but I usually put it on in the wrists. So all like on the pulse points. So my wrist, my elbow, neck, behind the ears.
You mean the inside of your elbow?
Yes, inside of the.
Yeah, you'll be like on the
inside of the elbow. Around the jawline, behind the ears. And then if it's like, ooh, I want this to do something, then I go behind the knees.
Behind the knees. So I once read an interview with Halle Berry, and she said, they asked her, what do you apply fragrance? Mm. And she says she applies it at the warmest parts of her body.
Yeah.
And she mentioned her inner thighs. And I remember thinking,
yep.
Really?
I
don't know if you really do that. Do you really do
that? I do.
When
it's
really?
I do. And it's like really hot. If it's like hot and if it's like a stronger scent, then I'm like, in my mind, I feel like it's going to like mix with the heat and then it's just going to like rise. So especially
steam up.
So especially if like I'm wearing a dress and I'm just picturing myself like just
that
whirling around and then
sexy,
it just like
actually.
Goes.
I mean, I have never thought of spraying my inner thighs because
yeah.
I think I just assumed it will irritate. I don't know. But that's sexy. I like the behind the knee thing. I thought that was also very clever. Yeah. Same reasons. I kind of feel like it's going to rise up and something. I don't know. Somehow it's just going to spread
just gonna
nicely. So I do 2 spritz behind my knees, inside of my elbows, and then 1 last spritz will be back of my neck, but not exactly. It's almost like back of my hairline. So I almost want a little bit to go in the hair because I don't put anything on my hair.
Yeah.
Literally, like, my hair stays dry. It is what it is. So it's almost like half spritzing the skin and half spritzing the hair because I feel like it's also just going to last longer.
Yeah,
on the
it's
hair.
Just going to have something to hold on to.
Hold on to. And that's it. So I'm also like, that's just the spraying a lot. I wonder if mine actually even lasts.
I spray once.
Me too.
I don't reapply
unless I've showered. I just will not reapply perfume on sweaty skin. I think that's gross. You also don't reapply.
I don't reapply. I just think that's going to be too much.
Yeah.
And then I like it when it's like, you can smell it, obviously, when you put it on you.
Yeah.
And then you can't smell it in the day. And
yes.
Like it's like 4. What are you wearing? And
I'm just like, smell so good. I know.
What am I wearing? I can't smell anything. That's the best for
it
me.
It is the best. Mm. I used to put it on the inside of my wrists as well.
Mm.
And then I found, whenever I'm washing my hands, I go all the way up. And then I'm all the way, I'm washing this thing off more. So now I've just raised it up to the inside elbow. So that's quite interesting. Do you ever layer your fragrances?
I do. I had a layering
era. Oh, wow. Tell me
more. I don't layer as much anymore, but I used to layer because I was just trying it out. I was like, let me see what it's like. I can't actually remember what the combination was.
I know Jo Malone is brilliant for layering because
Jo Malone
smells like
and
what
Tom
it
Ford
says
is like.
Tom Ford
amazing.
Is also very amazing for layer.
Yes.
Easy and amazing. Like you almost can't go wrong with their combinations.
Yes. I love like I'm struggling to figure out the combinations, but I love like a very heavy woody or like oriental type of fragrance mixed with like a very like citrusy fresh
nice
that like combination or like floral and then like an oriental vanillary type combination but that like woody and citrus fresh. I love that one.
Okay, great. Well, I mean, I don't think I've been brave enough to really layer that much. I used to play around with the Tom Fords and the Jo Malones when I was doing a lot of writing and beauty editing, when it was my job to do that. And that's how I discovered that it was so easy to do it. But for myself, I think I'm still a bit of a minimalist when it comes to it. I'm scared. So I don't play around too much with layering. But I do love the idea of it.
Mm.
And I don't know, maybe you'll teach me more about it.
I'm actually remembering a combination that I tried, and I think it worked. It was Dolce & Gabbana Light Blue.
Yes.
Mixed with Tom Ford Portofino, like the blue, I don't know if you see
that
blue
the
bottle.
Blue one.
Those two together.
Okay.
And it made like I was on like on the coast, so it was like very like beachy and
cute.
Those
Portofino bottles, you just actually need to be on the
beach. Yeah,
you can't go to the office.
You absolutely do.
After that.
Yeah.
Okay, I think let's get into some recommendations of our favorite fragrances right now, because I think, to say favorite anything in beauty is just, it all goes with the mood, I think.
Exactly.
It goes with the mood, the day, occasion.
We don't have favorites. We don't have.
There are no favorites.
That's why I'm just like, don't ask you what I'm wearing. Ask me what's on my skin. It's going to change
next month. It's
going
to change. But right now, the ones that we kind of thought of when I mentioned the categories to you. So we split everything into about 5 categories and we figured because gifting season is coming up and perfume is just such a nice gift to give. So we've selected some and we've given them personalities. So,
yes.
Okay, do you want me to go first? Okay, no. First, we're going to do one category at a time. So we're going to start with the... Let me just maybe say all five of the categories,
yes.
Explain what they are,
yeah.
And then we can go into each one.
Cool.
Okay, cool. So the first one, I called it the easygoing,
yes.
Which is that fragrance that's liked by most people, mm-hmm. can be worn by anyone. And it's not trying to start nothing. It's just a nice, easy, I'm going to the office, this smells pleasant and I love it.
Yes.
And then there's the sexy as all hell, which is the date night fragrance.
Yes.
The one your person cannot get enough of.
Mm-hmm.
The one that is trying to start something. I'm just going to turn all
Combative.
The heads. Yes. And then there's the airy. Mm. The airy one. That's for those people who always say, I don't like fragrance. I don't wear perfume. I don't like to wear perfume.
I want to smell clean.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's quite airy. It feels like you're walking in the forest or you're taking a hike.
Mm.
It's fresh, but it's also just easy and doesn't smell like perfume.
Yeah.
And then there's the classic, which is the deep, rich, serious one. The one that smells like you're a rich person.
Yes.
But it's also, it's full bodied. It is, it's juicy. It's, you know, it's a classic. It's kind of like a forever classic. And then the fifth one is the most interesting. So like the most unique scent. So something that you smelled for the first time knocked you over the head and you said, oh my goodness, I've never smelled anything like this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, starting with the easy, and I love that you actually brought the bottles. I didn't because, I mean, these all live in my head except for one that I have. The rest, I do not even own them. They just live in my head. But let's go.
Yeah.
Is it one selection for the easy or do you have more? Just take me.
I think they're like... There is one, but I think there can be two.
I took a whiff of this and I thought this was...
Yes, that's like very easy. So that's the Maison Francis Coeur de Jean,
mm-hmm.
Aquamedia. So it's like
is
very...
Is this new?
So this is new. This is their latest launch. So it's like very fresh, citrusy. But what I like about it, I'm not really like a fresh, like grassy type
mm-hmm.
of smell. So I'm not really an outdoorsy scent kind of girl.
So you like that citrusy
hint, you know, something a bit more nuanced. I don't want like grass, straight grass.
Yes, yes.
And some people love that and that's great. Like Herbie, that, you know, do you. But this one is very beautiful. I think it was like orange blossom. Very beautiful. And I feel like everyone would like that one.
I love this bottle also.
Very gorgeous as well. But I also feel like this one could be quite.
I've never seen that.
So this is, it was part of their number one skincare collection.
Okay.
But they made like a little scent to go with it. And it's very like.
It does smell like the skincare, does it?
It's like very clean.
Yes.
Very clean, like, I wouldn't say like a powdery, if I'd say.
Sure. Yeah. It's almost like a powdery bit of rose.
Mm. Very powdery, so it's got the camellia flower.
Ah.
So it's like very, so I like it because I would say it's every day because it's just very, very like nothing.
Yeah.
It's very nothing. And I actually like to use that one when I go to sleep because I'm a scent sleeping. Let me go to bed.
Oh, yeah. Do you wear fragrance to bed?
Yes, I do. Now I do.
Oh, my God.
Now I do.
Do you know what? I actually...
I'm just going to go back to being a beauty editor also because, man, these things are expensive.
And I do.
Your husband must be a very happy man.
I mean, when he can smell them, it's great.
And it's not for him.
When he's like, but I love them because I didn't before. I would
That's
just be
so
like,
nice.
Roll on. And I'm like, well, who's going to smell when I go to bed? And then I was like, well, Marilyn Monroe used to wear number five when
really?
She went to bed. So why can't I?
So you were
I
like, why can't I?
So then I was like, then there was this fragrance that Coco Mademoiselle,
mm-hmm.
it was called Privé, and it was made for the evening. So it was like much lighter, very like soft.
For sleep time.
They literally made it for sleep time so that like you can put it on your nightie, your pajamas.
It's actually very interesting because when I take a night shower, I always think,
just before bed, I always think, well, this is great opportunity for me to not put anything on my skin.
Yeah.
I literally do my whole face skincare thing. And then I'm like, no deodorant, nothing.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
then I get to just literally slip into bed
yes.
and I have nothing on me.
Mm.
But I'm not, I mean, I'm not mad at
I
this
think
idea
the night
of,
is gonna be a
sleep time fragrance.
The sleep time fragrance.
I quite like it.
And like that other, the Coco Mademoiselle one, you could even spray it on your pillows. Like they made it to be like linen
sure.
spray
so
type
really
of thing.
It really is that subtle.
Yes. And
that's
he
amazing.
Noticed that one.
Oh, did he not?
I was like, what is that? I was like, don't worry about
okay,
it.
Okay, so these are your two easygoing ones.
Yes,
hey?
Yes.
Love. And they're both quite new, would you say?
So the Aquamedia is quite new. And then I'd say the Chanel number one is a Rouge L'Or is about last year new.
Okay.
End of last year is new.
So, confession. Mm-hmm. I did a little Google pronunciation audio thing before while prepping for this because I was like, all right, so how do I pronounce half these freaking names of these perfumes?
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
So one of my recommendations is also by this same freaking designer or this house. And I don't know how to say it. This is the one I didn't act. How do you say it? Please just say it for me again.
So it's quite tricky.
Oh,
so it's Maison.
French, guys. I'm Hossa. My tongue doesn't do it. Okay, say it.
Maison.
Maison.
Francis.
Francis.
Côte de Jean.
Côte de Jean.
And I've actually heard him say it.
Okay.
And I was so, like, mine doesn't sound like, anything like what say? He said. So I was just like, his is like much smoother. So I was like, you know what? That's how it's going to be from
now. It's rough. It's rough.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I picked one for the easygoing. It's actually what I'm wearing today. It is my actual daily fragrance.
Yeah.
I love it because it's gender agnostic.
Mm.
I can share it with the hubs when he feels like stealing some of my stuff. It's called Hedonist.
Oh,
and
yes.
It's by Ex Nihilo.
Love, love, love.
And I found out Ex Nihilo, you do pronounce it like that. It's
yes.
Latin.
Mm-hmm.
And it means out of nothing, which mm-hmm. I thought, how brilliant. I love that as like a brand name. The
yes.
brand name is called Out of Nothing.
Love it.
And it's Hedonist. It is such a beautiful, fresh, but not sparkly. It's, I don't know. It's just, it's subtle, but I always get compliments. It's one of those where...
Mm.
6 hours into the day, someone hugs you and goes, you smell so good. So, and I think it also changes during the day. So it starts off quite bright and then it just goes deeper and deeper. And it's
yeah.
a beautiful.
No, it's a beautiful fragrance.
Fragrance. Okay,
it's a stunning
great.
Fragrance.
Let's go into sexy.
Look at us every day.
Let's go into sexy. What's your recommendation?
I saw your first reaction to it. It'll definitely
yes,
be Fenty. EDP.
This shocked me.
This
really shocked
me. This is
me.
Gorgeous. Like, it is.
Do you think Rihanna amazing. Smells like this?
I think so. People say that she smells like heaven. That's what they describe her as. So like, she smells like heaven. I feel like she wears this, but I feel like there's something they're not telling us.
How old is Rihanna?
She's not like 30 something?
Sure, like late or early
30s.
Hey.
Yeah.
Like because every time when I saw that she had a fragrance, I remember just thinking, I'm probably not going to be into it. I mean, I love Rihanna.
Yeah.
But her style's not my style. I you know,
exactly.
I think she's gorgeous and I love everything
like,
about her, but it's not the same as me.
Yeah.
So I never imagined I would like the same fragrance she likes or that she's made. But this took me by surprise. I also just thought, I don't know, I just thought her fragrance would smell childlike maybe to be honest, just because her audience is young you know,
and I
but
think she actually
is,
started off like with those celebrity scents, you know, like when we were there by Britney Spears
exactly.
and by
I imagined
J-Lo.
Something like that to be honest.
So I think she did if I can remember she had like those types,
but
and
she's
because,
with LVMH now, isn't she?
Yeah, so now
that's
this is LVMH
why.
This is her own brand so there's money behind those things.
Okay.
So I think that this is how she actually smells.
That makes sense.
Mm.
Yeah, I agree. I imagine she does smell like that.
Yeah.
That smells really good.
So it's beautiful. And what I love about this scent as well, it's supposed to like smell, I don't know, it's, like it takes on its own character. It doesn't really have a character. It takes on its own character like on different skins.
So it won't, yes.
So that's why I'm like, she doesn't really, she smells like this, but she won't smell like this. Like, she'll smell like what her body chemistry makes that fragrance. So it's designed to make every woman, like, it like harnesses her.
Do you know what that ingredient is that does that in perfume? I think there is an actual
ingredient that does that.
Because if I'm not mistaken, at Skins, they sell a little spray that you I don't know if you spray it before or after your fragrance, and then it kind of plays with your pheromones to change the fragrance a bit, to customize it to your skin.
The molecules.
Yes,
Incentrix or...
So then I wonder if that same ingredient is maybe put into fragrances like this Fenty one to have that effect of changing. But that's so interesting. I like that. And I like this amber bottle.
Beautiful, clean, you know, it looks almost like... It looks like very like Egyptianish, like a vase, or like very like old relic.
Yes, it is Egyptian, Morocco.
Moroccan, beautiful. Like when I put this one on, like
people talk.
Not even like people talk. Like, I don't think I've had a direct compliment to this, but I just feel different.
Oh, amazing.
Like I feel like very sexy. Like, I'm just like, no one talk to me. Like I'm just very confident. Like I literally feel my chemistry change.
I love that.
And I just like...
It's like you've just done your hair type feeling.
Yeah, this fragrance does something and then makes you want to be like...
I like that. Because we did say it needs to start something.
Yeah. It's a very that girl type of fragrance.
It is. My sexy choice. So this fragrance, apparently if you live in Brooklyn, Williamsburg, you are sick and tired of it. If you apparently work in any creative industry in New York, your entire office smells like it, which I'm like, really? These Americans are clearly doing the things, because it's very expensive here in South Africa, and I have not smelt it on anybody ever in South Africa, except one person I interviewed once, and when I hugged her, Nomza Mumbata, I was like, oh my God, you're wearing Santal 33, Lelabo. And she was like, don't say it out loud. So for me, that fragrance is so sexy. I cannot resist it. Mm. I put it on and I literally just want to keep sniffing myself the entire day. I really, really love it. If someone walks past me and they're wearing it, I recognize it immediately. A lot of people turn up their noses at it because they kind of like, it's not cool anymore because everyone is wearing it. Well, no one I know is wearing it. And I think it is fantastic. It's really beautiful.
That is a gorgeous one. Actually.
It is a gorgeous one. And I think it's also just easy. Tom Ford also has a Santal fragrance. I find theirs to be muskier. And this one, the Lelabo one, is kind of fresher.
More clean.
It's not as dense as the Tom Ford one. But I think both are very sexy, and just depending on what kind of person you are, some people might like the really kind of dense Santal note, but I like the light top Santal stuff. Okay, cool. So let's go into Eri. Someone for the people who don't like fragrance, or think they don't like fragrance, or don't want to smell like perfume.
I'm not too familiar with those people. No, I'm joking.
What
do you
perfume.
Mean you don't want to smell like anything?
Oh, God. I mean, so it's not even the people who kind of like say, I don't want to. They might put on a scented body lotion because it's subtle, right? But they don't want a heavy scent on them. So they almost, or they might, I imagine it's probably those people who also just put on the hair perfume and nothing else.
Yeah,
just so you kind of get like a whiff. But they don't like anything sweet, anything spicy. They almost just want something easy, airy,
and chilled.
That's just chilled, outdoorsy.
I would say that the Chanel...
I agree.
One is very...
The one you wear to sleep.
Yeah, you know. Very clean. But depending on how... I feel like this one, by, it's called All of Me by Narciso Rodriguez. It's florally, but when I wear it, it doesn't really, it's not
overpower.
It doesn't overpower. It's not something that I smell
I like
all day on my skin.
It reminds me of another one, another fragrance. I can't think what though, but yeah, this smells very familiar.
Yeah, I don't really smell it on my skin. I think like once it was like, oh, what are you wearing? And I was just like, what am I wearing actually? So I think it would be between, if you want something super, super clean, would be the Chanel Rouge L'Or. And then maybe if you want something that's lighter, more subtle, more florally, then Narciso.
Okay, cool.
Mm.
All right, cool. My Aerie, I chose Chanel's Sycamore. Have you ever smelled that? Don't you love that scent?
That's quite interesting.
So Chanel has, is it... I don't know.
You've loved this for years.
Oh, I have. It's like one of
Because I remember, years ago, you're like, I love Sycamore. And I still didn't even know anything else.
I love that Sycamore. And so Sycamore is a tree.
Yeah.
And the fragrance, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. It almost smells like air. It almost smells like a breeze, but it also smells like the forest, but not really because, anyway, it's genius. I absolutely love it. And if you come across or go to the Chanel counter and ask them to just take a whiff of that Sycamore, and it's just such a great scent.
You've loved it for years.
I have.
I remember it very, it was like on Mac Lau's
page. I have loved it for years. I went to a Chanel launch years ago when we were working together.
Mm.
And did they take us to, I think it might have been Venice.
Yeah.
And there was a beauty editor there from London who was wearing it. And I was, everyone was sitting outside right next to her until I got the nerve to ask her, what are you wearing? And she told me, and I never forgot it. And it's just been my absolute fave.
I'm also thinking about one now that just came to mind, which is the Jo Malone wood sage and sea salt.
Oh, yes. Jo Malone does make good.
That wood sage, it's like, for me, it smells like your skin after you've gone into the ocean.
Ocean, yes.
It's very beachy, salty, sandy skin. So that one's
That's
very
a
beautiful.
Good one. Actually, that's a very good one for Aerie. Okay, and then for classic. Classic, I'm serious. Take me seriously.
I'm rich. Take me seriously, I'm rich. My classic, take me seriously, I'm rich, would be this one. But I think it could also fall into the most interesting as well. So these two kind of in between. So it is Molton Brown. Molton Brown is a fragrance brand that... Of late, I've just been like, oh wow, this is
I love
super
this
amazing,
stuff.
Right?
Molton Brown, when they're making fragrances, I was like,
So this is the Rose Dunes, which
is beautiful.
It's got like rose, saffron, very oriental, florally.
It's definitely an oriental rose.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
So it's very beautiful. Like when I smelt it, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so, I've never smelt something like this. So that's why I'm like, it's something
it
I've never smelt before.
Rich.
And it's rich. It's very rich. I mean, there's saffron and there's like the richest ingredient. So
absolutely.
I love that one. And I was just like, I love Molton Brown now. Molton Brown's not just like shower gels.
No. And actually, those shower gels are freaking amazing because of those scents.
Are.
Like, they've actually been geniuses in scent for a while.
They
probably make the best shower gels ever.
No,
anyway.
They actually are.
Okay, so is that the only classic? Did you have one classic?
Yeah, so that was my...
Okay, cool. I have two classics. So the one, I wouldn't have chosen it for myself, but every time I wear it, the husband really loves it. And I go, what, really? I mean, I don't hate it because I do wear it now and then. It was gifted to me maybe by a client. And that is Lancôme's La Vie est Belle.
It's so great.
It's such a good classic, right?
It is so great. Yes, actually.
So that's beautiful. The one. And then the one that... Whenever I will put it on, strangers will come and ask, what am I wearing? And literally go, I'm going to get it tomorrow. And I don't have the heart to say, it might not smell like this on you. But and that's Tom Ford's Jasmine Rouge. So that's my favorite Tom Ford, Jasmine Rouge.
Nice.
It makes me feel grown up. It makes me feel like I can just attract money if I wanted to.
Jasmine is a beautiful note.
It is. Okay, and then lastly, let's go into that unique, hits you over the head and you go, what the hell did I just smell? That is amazing. I've never smelled anything like this. Do you have one?
Funny enough, okay, so I could also put the Molton Brown in that category.
Definitely.
Could also put the Fenty in that category because that's
the
amazing.
The Fenty is more in that category.
It's definitely in that category. This one, it's more like, I don't really know what I'm smelling. I couldn't pinpoint what I think about it, but then I was like, it's very interesting. So it's a Givenchy Entre Dix Rouge. So it's like my initial impression, I was just like, I don't think I like it. It felt like, it smelled like very like juicy, fruity, maybe like raspberry-ish.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, wait. Then I smelled it again.
Again.
And then it changed. And I was like, okay, wait, let me put it on my skin. Then it changed. So I still don't know like what it is about it, but I'm 100% sure like that's going to do something.
I love that. And Givenchy doesn't play with their fragrance. Mm. Their fragrances always hit hard. Like, you either love it or you hate it. Like,
yes,
it's not going to be blasé.
Exactly.
You're going to have an opinion about it. Okay, that's a good one.
So that one's quite nice. It could also be like a sexy one as well.
It is
like
sexy.
Very date night.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, I can't pinpoint what is going on there.
Yes,
like, I'm very intrigued. So that's why that's my
Is it new?
It is... it is new, so I believe they do have like one that's just come out, so it's like last year.
Okay.
New. Yeah.
Okay. Well, my interesting slash unique is, so Le Labo did this thing some years ago where they selected a few cities around the world and then made fragrances for that, so they'll have a fragrance that is supposed to smell, you know, or conjure up the idea of Paris or Tokyo or New York. So they did one for Tokyo, and it's called Gayak. And it is insane.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
I love those, like,
it is
fragrances
so good.
That smell like places.
Oh, my God.
Because I love,
God,
like,
it smells
like a travel and, like, the
sure.
idea of invoking, like, oh, in
the spirit of that city.
Yes.
I thought it was a great concept, but honestly, that Gayak Le Labo is the best thing I've ever smelled by far. It's dry, it's smoky, but it's got a bit of amber. It's so interesting and so unique, and I think anyone who smells it will love it. It's just one of those.
One.
Absolutely.
I'm still on Santal.
Oh. I'm still on Santal. I have a friend who also really loves their rose, the Le Labo rose, which doesn't smell
that.
Like any other rose fragrance that I have smelled. Okay, I think that's the wrap of our recommendations.
Yay.
Do you want to share maybe some, just one tip that people, something people need to know about fragrance, just like from your knowledge as a beauty editor, what is the one thing people are just not getting? Or maybe you just like, if you do this, you know, just anything.
I think
you want to leave us with,
besides not like having, not overpowering yourself with fragrance, like do not put too much on, keep it very like clean, and just put it on the like the pulse points as we mentioned. But I think like people maybe take fragrance too seriously sometimes and are like, oh my gosh, I need to like, you don't have to know what you want, like try a couple.
Yeah.
Go to the shop.
Don't box yourself.
Don't box yourself. Don't be like, no, but I can't wear. That's why I'm just like, the people that don't want to smell like anything, come on. There's something that you can have. So just be adventurous. Like, just with like anything in beauty, like you don't have to be confined to a certain box or feel like you have to know right away what you want to wear. Go to the shops, get some testers, try it on your skin. Wear it for the day and see how you feel.
Awesome.
So I think like, yeah, people should just be more carefree about fragrance. And then you'll find your scent. And if you don't like it, you can just be like, it's not for me.
And gift it to somebody else. Like,
exactly.
Someone else is going to love it, or it'll smell completely different on them.
Yes.
I love that. I think mine is, try and get a sample and try the fragrance on your skin for the entire day.
Yes.
Don't do those papers. It's not the same thing.
It's
if you spritz it. Also, just trying out fragrance at a fragrance shop is very confusing. The fragrance shop smells like a mixture of fragrances, and now you're trying to sniff one on a piece of paper.
Exactly.
You're not sure what you're smelling. So if they allow you, wherever you're buying your fragrance, I would say ask them for a little sample. Skins, I think, is quite good with that.
They do.
I think most places, most counters, fragrance counters are quite good with that. So yeah, that's my wrapping.
I think also what's nice is like a lot of brands do like discovery boxes.
Yes.
So you'll have like all those little samples. It's just a nice gift to give someone.
It is.
Then they'll have those different scents.
And they can decide.
And they can just decide which one, and they try it out every day.
I love
and
that.
They gravitate to something. Then they can get like the actual full size when they've figured out what they
I
want
love
to wear.
That.
So those are great as well.
Yeah. Anything else you wanna say? before we wrap up our first podcast?
Yay! Yeah, just like fragrance is amazing, and hopefully it'll give some inspiration to gift people a beautiful scent.
What is what? Which fragrance do you like on your husband?
Oh. Okay, let me think, because
I've recently revamped
the wardrobe.
Or do you create his
I have fragrance now.
Wardrobe?
I was like, here you go.
Good.
And then he's like, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, I do that too.
it's great. I liked, so there's Azara Wanted.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually called Azara Most Wanted. So male fragrance, it looks like it's... like a gun, looks like a gun bullet chamber thing. And it was the Parfum, I believe, like a black one. It smelled so good on him.
Oh, wow.
I tried to steer him into the Sauvage route as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was like, it's nice, but right. Everyone smells like Sauvage sure. at some point. So that one was really nice. And then there was another one, Dolce & Gabbana. Luminous Night was like their exclusive range, like a blue bottle, and yes. It's got like Arabic writing in the front.
Dolce & Gabbana has actually always made really good fragrance for guys.
Mm. So very, very, and I was just like, let me try, because I loved it, and it was like oriental, like sweet,
mm-hmm.
Ambery, and he's like never like any of those type of fragrances.
Oh,
really,
sure,
like,
sure.
Just chilled. And I was like, try this one, it's nice. And
did you like it?
He liked the Azara more, but then he'll be like, okay, fine, I'll wear this.
Because he knows you, like.
I was like, I this one. But yeah, he actually gravitated a lot towards the Bulgari Man.
Oh, yes.
Terre, what was it? But it's like a very woody, woody, woody scent.
Sure.
Super woody.
Sure, sure.
And I wasn't like crazy about it. I was like, it's very woody for me, very like male. He loves that one.
Wow.
He was like, this is amazing. This smells rich. Yeah, and I was yeah. just like, okay. Good for that one day.
Okay, that's great. Mm. For me, I really like, I like him in woody, woody stuff.
Mm.
I just do. So I think the, yeah, there are two Tom Fords that he likes a lot, and whenever it's just really good.
So
the the Tom Ford, the Noir, but the, is it Noir Extreme, or there's the Noir, and then there's like
yes,
the other one that's more
I see it, yes.
the more intense or something.
I think
so
it
it's that one, it's the more intense one, and the Tom Ford Wood, which is another classic that just always smells so good on him. It smells
yeah.
familiar, and it smells like home now because it smells.
Now
like
Woods are amazing.
Yeah. Okay,
look
great. We've wrapped it. We're done.
Remember that you can find our latest podcasts, reviews, and subscribe for free on Iono, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.